Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts. I'm Jason Bellamy, coming to you from NEXT 2017 in Boston. And if I'm dressed like this and people next to me are dressed like that, it can only mean that we just finished the Oxford debate. I'm joined by Janet Bester and Scott Youppi underneath the Adam Levine mask, which you can now take off so you can show yourself. There you are, Scott. And then MC Hammer, Besner, whatever. If you've never been to NEXT and you've never seen an Oxford debate, this was the 10th Oxford debate. There's always a topic. You guys are assigned sides to argue. You don't necessarily, in your heart of hearts, believe the side you're arguing for. But you try and make compelling arguments in an environment where it's all in good fun, which leads to the outfits we see here. So Janet, we'll start with you. You started in a full construction worker's outfit. You ended up in an outfit like this. First of all, what was the topic of the debate and what side was your team arguing?
All right, so the topic this year was, should we have generalist education, entry-level education, or specialist? So should students graduate as a generalist or specialist? So we were on the generalist side. Scott's team, who did an awesome job, was on the specialist side. So our theme was, you know, the whole toolkit. Physical therapists need lots of tools in their toolkit. So I had on coveralls, and we had lots of tools, and the hard hat, of course. And then we were poking a little bit of fun at them about when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I decided that when the only appropriate hammer in this conversation is MC Hammer.
That's right, and you got the crowd on their feet. And before you pass the mic off, who were your two teammates?
My teammates were John DeWitt from Ohio State, and or the University of Ohio, and Sean Soper. Sean Soper from Virginia Commonwealth University.
And Scott, so tell me about who was on your team, and then the whole Adam Levine thing, the voice, explain all of that.
Sure. Well, Jody Frost was on my team, former ABT staff member, and Fred Gilbert, who works in our private practice down in Alabama now. And we came up with the idea of the voice characters of Adam Levine and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and we did that because we thought we would change the voice into the specialist, going with the specialist team.
So the gist of your argument, Scott, if I can break it down, your team's argument was sort of like, you know, when somebody goes on the voice, they want a specialist in their area who's their coach and their mentor, and sort of that's what people want. So kind of describe for people who couldn't see it sort of the way your approach to the argument, your team's approach.
Sure. Well, we took the approach that when someone graduates being a specialist, would be more appropriate for being employable and to help them help their patients. Patients come with a number of diagnoses, and I think the generalist training does not allow them to be prepared fully to treat the specialist. Fred gave a great example of being a new grad and how he had a specialist type diagnosis come to his clinic, and he had to do extra work with a mentor that was a specialist to help him. And then Jody, who played Gwen Stefani quite well, took on the role of using education and the idea of, she did some song, you know, got the patriotic thing going. She used a Lee Greenwood song, too.
It was a nice musical number. Yeah. So Janet, you know, you described a little bit of your team's side and your approach.
Right.
Which arguments did you think were the strongest from your team in terms of affecting people tonight?
You know, before we did the debate, we thought John's argument that does have some evidence that we didn't have a chance to tell you about what are the characteristics of experts, right? And so experts are empathic, they have pattern recognition skills and communication skills. And so John didn't get to that, unfortunately, in his first argument. So I previously thought that was the strongest, but it turns out that Sean's argument was the strongest about meeting the needs of rural America and this country of ours where diversity is just ever increasing and you never know who's going to show up in your clinic. So having a wide array of skills, treating a broad array of patients is what I think really got the crowd going.
Yep.
So if you're wondering where can I watch the Oxford debate, you can't, and that's intentional because it, you know, what happens at Next stays at Next, and this is the closest you get if you weren't here to seeing what happened, and then whatever else you can scrape together on social media. But Scott, you know, I want to hear from you next if you can pass the mic. You know, you had Fred sang, Jody sang, you sang, and then as far as I can tell, you took a giant shovel and dug a hole for your team. What exactly was that like? You sent people in the wrong direction.
You were trying
really hard. I felt really bad for you. It was a little bit like the moment in the campaign when Jeb Bush asked his own crowd to applaud. It felt like that.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah. Well, I can read the audience fairly well, but when I saw them groaning and all moving to the other side, I was like, okay, I'm digging deep.
Too late now.
It told me I better start pulling something out of my hat, and my teammates were looking over at me like, but nothing. But I think, you know, our big argument was the task force that just came out, the Clinical Education Task Force. We extrapolated some of the statements to our side to support the idea of a specialization. Mm-hmm. Because the task force is kind of looking at the idea of changing clinical education, I think, is a bold paper, and it's creating a lot of discussion.
So basically, this is a much more subdued, way more subdued version of the what just happened there at the Oxford debate. If you've never been to Next, this is a reason why you go. Obviously, you come to get inspired, the Macmillan lecture, the Maley lecture, all the content, and then you cap it off with something like this. So definitely come sometime and understand why these people do what they do, all in the name of fun.
Jason, just so I can say, these tattoos are not real.
Okay. If only you'd been more committed, you might have won. Janet's team won the debate. It was a closely scored debate. So anyway, that's why you come here, and if we as a profession can't aspire to deliver excellent care and also have fun, we should aim higher. So from Next, this is our last live broadcast. Check all of them out on Facebook. Give them likes, give them shares. I appreciate it. I'm Jason Bellamy. I'll catch you later.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.